Today's Shir is Masechta Chagiga Daf Tes. We will begin on Daf Tes Siman Aleph at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Mi Shloi Chag. If somebody did not bring the carbon Chagiga B'Yontav Rishon Shel Chag on the first day of Yontav, the halacha is Chagiga Kol HaRegel. He could bring the carbon Chagiga during the rest of Yontav. B'Yontav Achron Shel Chag. Not only could he bring it during the rest of Yontav, but even on Sukkos, on Shmini Atzeres, which as we learned in Masechta Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai. Shmini Atzeres is an independent yontif. Even though Shmini Atzeres is an independent yontif, it still can be the day where you could bring to make up if you didn't bring the Karmach Hagiga at the beginning of Sukkos. Ova haregel, but if yontif passes v'loi chag, and he did not bring the carbon chagiga, he doesn't have to bring, he can't make up the fact that he didn't bring the carbon. And regarding such a situation, does the pasuk say in Koheles that this is mu'uvas lo yuchol liskoin, a mistake that cannot be corrected, v'chisaron lo yuchol himonis. However, when the Gemara says, explains the Turi Evan, that means that if something were to happen to this animal, it was stolen or lost, one doesn't have to bring another carbon to make up for the loss of this animal. But certainly says the Turi Evan, that if the animal is still in existence, so we can't bring a carbon chagiga, because a carbon chagiga cannot be brought after Yontif, but we would have to offer this animal as a carbon. Moreover, says the stipler, that even though when one is obligated to bring a carbon, says the stipler, he has an shibud nechasim, he's financially obligated to fulfill his requirement of bringing a carbon. But says the stipler, once yontif passes, there's no longer a shibud. That financial obligation that he has, that he has to bring a carbon, ends when yontif. When Yontav is over, he doesn't have that financial obligation. And the Gemara says that this is considered a muvus layoch. The Mishnah said that this is considered a muvus layochal liskon v'chesaron layochal lihimanais, that if somebody didn't do this, he can't make it up, as we just explained. However, most Rishonim, Taisus discussed this, that most Rishonim are of the opinion that he could do tshuva. Even though it's considered something that he can't make up, make-up means that you can no longer do the mitzvah. However, the aveira that you did, that you didn't bring the carbon chagiga that you were supposed to, that as for any aveira, you could do tshuva. Rav Shimon Nasya continues discussing this pasuk, and he says, "Eizem muvus sheni yochel liskoin." What is the example of a muvus sheni yochel liskoin? If somebody had an improper relationship, v'hoyle b'men a mamzer, and a mamzer was born from that relationship, im time beganav begazel. Because if you're going to say that the pasuk, if you're going to want to say that the pasuk is speaking about somebody who stole, yochel achziroi, you could always return what you stole, v'yisakin, and correct what you've done wrong. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Amar, continues the Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, ain kar me'uvus, it's only considered a situation of a me'uvus, elo mishay b'tzukim b'tchil v'nasavis, somebody who was on the right path, and then he went off the route, and then he went off that path. And explains Rav Shimon ben Yochai, what do I mean? What exactly does that mean? Zal Talmud Chacham, it refers to Talmud Chacham, HaPirish Men HaTorah, that he was on the right tack, he was learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and then he veered from that path by starting to do averus. So the Gemara is going to speak about Muvus Shene Yisko. The Miri explains that when Rav Shimon ben Asya added this new example of a muvus sheni yochel liskoin, somebody who had an illicit relationship and from that relationship was born in a mamzer, it's not that he's coming to disagree with the Tanakhama that used what we discussed at the beginning of the of the shear, the case of somebody who didn't bring the chagiga as a mover sheni yochel liskayin. Rather, Rav Shimon ben Asya is coming to give another example. The Tosfos Yontif says that what Rav Shimon ben Asya is coming to do is say a mover sheni yochel liskayin is indeed somebody who didn't bring a karmel chagiga when he could have, and he loses the opportunity to bring the karmel chagiga once Yom Tov is over. But that doesn't really describe the chisaron la yuchal liskayin. Says the Tosfos Yontif, the Rav Shimon ben Asya is coming to explain what is the chisaron la yuchal limanos. That's a situation where the child that was born from such an illicit relationship is a mamzer, and that's something that can never be returned. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, it can't be referring to a situation where somebody stole something, because if you stole something, you could return it. But there's an interesting machlokes rishonim, Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina. Is it adequate just to return what you stole? And therefore, if you stole something, which of course you shouldn't have, but if you stole something, that's enough that it should be considered that you've corrected what you've done wrong? Or is it also required, suggests the Rabbeinu, that you have to ask mechila? And just returning what you stole would be inadequate. The Rambam says one must also ask mechila. Rabbeinu Yonah says that mechila is not a necessary requirement, only if on top of stealing, you also hurt the person on a personal level. Otherwise, just returning what you stole is, as the Mishnah says, the way that you could correct what you did wrong. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai said that the definition of uvasmi shenei yochel liskayin is the individual who was once on the right track and then he veered. That means he was a talmid chacham and then he left the way of the Torah. But if somebody explains the Mashon, explaining Rav Shimon ben Yochai's opinion, was always a Rasha, even if he did a terrible Avera, the various Averas that I identified in our Mishnah, that individual is not considered, he is not the person that the Pasuk is speaking about. But of course, ask the Mefarshim, why is the Mishnah saying that if somebody was learning Torah and then he went off from that way, is it considered a Mu'uvas La'yuchal Liskayin? He could always do tshuva and come back to learning the Torah. So the Yalkut Meiri says that if Shimon says in Masechet Kedushin that if somebody was a tzaddik his entire life and at the end of his life he did Avera, then all of the mitzvahs and all the Torah that he learned is permanently lost. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Another pshat that I saw that the Mefarshim suggest is that this individual who learned Torah and understood the beauty of Torah, and then he left the way of the Torah, even if ultimately, amidst Hashem, he will do tshuva, that is such a serious avera that that particular avera can never be corrected. The Inyakov seems to explain a different pshat. He says that even if the person left learning Torah, and then he comes back, but during that period that he was not learning Torah, that time that he lost, the one commodity in life that can never come back is time. Time lost can never come back. That's what the Gemara means to say here, that time that he learned, that he lost, that he wasted, that he wasn't able to learn Torah, that will never come back. And that's why HaPayrish Min HaTorah, leaving the time that you could have learned Torah, that is unacceptable. The Beresh Chai says that Pshat in the Mishnah is referring to somebody who, for no good reason, left learning Torah. Sometimes that people put into difficult situation and that causes the person not necessarily to do what the right thing to do is. But if, he explains, you have an individual who could have done the right thing and nothing was really pushing him in the wrong direction and he still went off from the right direction, he explains that that's unacceptable. The Klozmig Rebbe explains the Mishnah as follows. He says, there's a Talmud Chacham who's sitting and learning Torah. And then they come to tell him that the world needs people like you. The world needs people like you to go and help other people and do for other people. Says the Klozmig Rebbe, if the person has not yet completely developed himself, that he should become the Talmud Chacham that he's supposed to be, and instead of continuing to develop himself, of course every situation has to be judged independently, but instead of developing himself during that period, he goes and he leaves the yeshiva to do other things, that he says is considered a movas layocha liskain, that is considered unacceptable. Now is the time for you to learn, and to do other things there will be time other time. So our Mishnah says that one could make up not bringing the Karban Chagiga that he was supposed to bring at the beginning of Yontif. He has the opportunity to make that up during the balance of Yontif. Our Mishnah said that not only could you make it up during the balance of Yontif, but we also learned that when Shmini Atzeres comes, and even though, as we mentioned, Shmini Atzeres is a Chag B'fnei Atzmai, is considered a separate Yontif, still, you can make it up on Shmini Atzeres. Ask the Gemara, Menani Mili, from where, ask the Gemara, do we know this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amra Rabbi Yochim Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Nem Atzeres b'Shvii Shal Pesach. Shvii Shal Pesach is called Atzeres, as the Pasuk says, Sheisis Yomim Toich L'Matzis, U'B'Yom HaShvii Atzeres L'Hashem Alakecha, L'Hisasim Alochem. But Nem Atzeres, and the Torah calls Shmini Atzeres, as the Pasuk says, B'yayim HaShmini Mikra Kodesh Yilachem, V'kraftem Isha L'Hashem, Atzeresi, Kamal Savoyd L'Hisasu. So Mala Halan, just like Shvii Shal Pesach, is certainly still considered part of the Yontif, and it could be a day to make up a carbon that wasn't brought at the beginning of Yontif. Afkan, so too, Shmini Atzeres could be of Teshlumim. So as we know, whenever we learn Gzeirus Shava, there are two types of Gzeirus Shava. There's a Gzeirus Shava that's mufna, that the words are superfluous. And in such a situation, even if there's a question on the Gzeirus Shava, the Gzeirus Shava still stands. And there's a Gzeirus Shava she'ena mufna. A Gzeirus Shava that's not mufna is a Gzeirus Shava that if there's no question, then the Gzeirus Shava could stand. But if there are questions, then the Gzeirus Shava is refuted. Says the Gemara, this must be Gzeirus Shava, which is Mufna. Dilaf Mufna, because if this is not that type of Gzeirus Shava, Ikla Mifrach, we could ask a question on the Gzeirus Shava. Mal Shvii Shepesach, because when we speak Shvii Shepesach, En Echolk Meshlefanov, Shvii Shepesach is a continuation of Yontif. Taima b'shmini shachag, whereas when we speak about shmini atzeres, shachalk mefanov, as the Gemara taught us in Masechet Sukkah, and Mitzvah Shem, we're going to discuss this later in our Masechet as well, that shmini atzeres regel b'fnei atzmai. Shmini atzeres is a separate yontif as far as pizar kishav. The pay stands for pious. During Sukkot, there really wasn't a geirul. There wasn't a lot taken which kohanim should bring kabbanis because there were so many kabbanis brought. That didn't shmini atzeres. That there was, they went back to the system. Zayin is zman that they say shechiyonu separately on shmini atzeres. Reish is that it's a regal b'fnei atzmai. It's not called Sukkot. It's called shmini atzeres. Kuf, as we just spoke about, it has its own set of kabbanis. It's not part of the other kabbanis that are brought, the series of kabbanis that are brought in Sukkot. Shin is the shira. It has its own shira, again, not connected to the shira of that was said on the other days of Yontif. And bracha, that on the eighth day of Sukkot, on the Shmini Atzeres, they used to make a special bracha to the king, just like they said a bracha to Shlomo Melech when they left Yerushalayim during the year that they inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, which they inaugurated during the 7 days before Sukkot and then remained there for Sukkot. Says the Gemara La'ai, Afnui Mufna. So the Gemara says, since Shmini Atzeres has this unique attribute, we could not automatically learn the halachas of Shmini Atzeres from Shvi Shal Pesach. Says the Gemara, I indeed afnuim mufne. The words are superfluous. Michti, what does the pasuk say? What is the definition? Says the Gemara of Atzeres. The definition of the word Atzeres, it's otzur basiyas malacha, that one may not do any work on that day. But ask the Gemara, so why does the Torah have to say that? Haksiv, doesn't the pasuk explicitly say loisas malacha? Atzeres, the kasra achmana lamali. Why did the Torah have to use the word Atzeres as well? Ashmamina, it's de lafnuye, to be superfluous and teach us this gzeru shava. Says the Gemara, the Tana learns the din of Tashlumin, he learns from, on Shmini Atzeres, he learns the following way. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, regarding Sukkos, since the Torah says that Shivas Yomim, I would think that you have to bring a Karban Chagiga every one of the days of Yontif. Tamalayma, that's why the Pasuk says, Oysoi, Oysa at the Chagig. On the first day of Yontif, there's an obligation to bring a carbon Chagigah. Viat the Chagig Kal Shiva, that obligation is not there for the balance of Yontif. So if that's the case, Imke Lamanema Vchagoysum Shiva, what is the Torah yet the word Shiva? If the obligation is for the first day of Yontif, to teach us Latashlumim, that though you can make up on the other days, Yontif, if you didn't bring it on the first day. Umanayin continues the Brisa. Shemloi chog Yontif Rishin Shechag, Shechogig Kolaregel, that you, Chogig Vahoyal Kolaregel, you can make it up for during the rest of Yontif, and even the Yontif Akron, even on Shemin Atzeres. Tamaloimer, Bechogdish Ashvi, Shechogu Oisai. You could do it in all the other days. Ask the Brisa, if that's the way you're going to learn the Pasik, I Bechogdish Ashvi, if we're going to learn from the pasuk Chodesh Shvi, Yochiyeh Chayge V'Hayle Kol Chodesh Kula, but Chodesh Shvi means the entire month, and that would mean that you could do it the entire balance of the month, not just through Shmini Atzeres. Tamalayma Oisai. For that, the pasuk says Oisai to limit Oisai to Chayge. It has to be brought during the confines of Yontif. V'yat Chayge Chutzalai, but after Yontif, it can no longer be brought. My Tishlumim. What does that mean? Ask the Gemara, we're speaking about the concept of Tashlumim. Ask the Gemara, what does Tashlumim mean? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumim L'Rishon. The obligation is really there for the first day of Yontif. And if you didn't bring it on the first day of Yontif, you can make it up on the other days of Yontif. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumim Zalazeh. Every day is an obligation to bring the carbon. And if you didn't bring in the other days of Yontif, first day of Yontif, then the other days of Yontif, you have an independent obligation to bring the carbon. And ask the Gemara, my benayu, both of these Tanoim subscribe to the concept of Tashlumim. What is the nafkamina? Says the Gemara, Rav Zeira, Chiga b'yom Rishon. If somebody was unable to walk on the first day of Yontif, and as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, if somebody cannot walk on the first day of Yontif, he's exempt from Oyla Regal. So what's going to be the halacha if somebody was chiger b'yom Rishon, he was unable to walk on the first day of Yontif, nispashe b'yom Sheni. Then on the second day, Baruch Hashem, he got well, and now he could walk. Ikabinayu. Rabbi Yochanan, whose opinion is Tashlum and L'Rishon, that they're all a makeup for the first day. So an individual, if he could not bring the carbon on the first day, he was a chiger. So then, like Chazib Sheni, he doesn't bring the carbon on any other day, because they're all a makeup for the first day. And if he was exempt the first day, he need not bring the carbon on any other of the other days of Yontif. Rabbi Ishi Aymer, Teshlum Zelazeh. And therefore, even if you'll have an individual, Afagav de Lechazib Yom Rishon, that he didn't bring the carbon the first day because he couldn't bring the carbon on the first day. Chazib Sheni, now on the second day where he's Baruch Shem, able to walk, he will be able to bring he'll bring the carbon. So Tosfos asks, why didn't the Mishnah give a different nafkamina? Why didn't the Gemara give a different nafkamina? That if the first day of Yontif was in Shabbos and you couldn't bring a carbon on Shabbos, you don't have an ability to make up for that carbon. So he says, Tosfos answers that even when Yontif falls on Shabbos, there's an obligation to bring a carbon on Shabbos when it's the first day Yontif. Whereas the other, just there's a technical difficulty, it's Shabbos. Whereas an individual who's a chiger, he is exempt from a carbon. As the Torah Evan explains, Tosfos' Nafgamina, the person is obligated to bring a carbon on Shabbos. There's an outside, there's an external concern that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do Shechita, only on the certain circumstances. But that's not that there's no chiv carbon on Shabbos. A chiger is not obligated to bring a carbon altogether. And that's why he's potter. Tosfos also discusses, what would be the halacha in the reverse situation? If somebody was not a chiger on the first day, but he became a chiger on the second day. So when the first day Yontif came, he was mechuyev in the carbon. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yishya, that all the other days are makeup for the first day, he would have to bring a carbon. Whereas according to Rabbi Yishya, that every day is a separate chiyev, he would not be chayev. Says Tosfos, no. Everybody would agree that if somebody did not bring a carbon on the first day Yontif, and now he became a chiger, even though on the first day Yontif he was chayev, he would be potter. Another question that the Achroidim ask, what would be the halacha if somebody was a katan on the first day Yontif and he became bar mitzvah during the rest of Yontif? What would be, so if you say it's a makeup for the first day, so the first day he wasn't chayev. If, on the other hand, we'll say each day is an independent chayev, he should be chayev. So the Or Sameach says that the reason the Gemara didn't give that example, he says, because the Gemara actually holds a very bechidish, that if somebody was a katan on the first day Yontif, and he's not mechuyev b'mitzvahs, but he brought the karma chagiga on the first day Yontif, and then during Yontif he becomes a gadol, when he's mechuyev in mitzvahs midaraisa, still, he says, since he fulfilled the mitzvah when he was a katan, that is considered a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And since that is considered a fulfillment of the mitzvah, everybody would agree that he doesn't have to bring a carbon again during the rest of Yontif, even though now he's a gadol. If somebody accepts upon himself a naziris, and during the days of the naziris, he becomes tamei, he has to count 7 days for tahara. On the third day and the seventh day of those days, they sprinkle on him from the mixture of the Eifa Parah, the ash of the Eifa Parah and the Mechatis. And then he goes to the mikvah, shaves all of the hair of his body, and he becomes tahar. On the eighth day, he brings 2 birds, one for Chatis and one for Oila, and a kevis, a sheep, for Karban Asham. And then he starts counting the Naziris that he was in the middle of, he starts counting it again. And the days that he had counted before he became Tamei, he loses. The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Krisis, Daf Tesam and Aleph, that if a Nazir kept on becoming Tamei, that means he was a Nazir, he became Tamei, and during the 7 days that we just described, that he was supposed to be Matar himself, he became Tamei again, and he again begins the process. When he finishes all of these days, Tumas, the halacha is he only brings 1 set of kabbonis, because he never became obligated to bring that set of kabbonis before he became Tamei again. On the other hand, if he became Tamei after the 8th day, so that means the first Tumah ended, he became obligated in bringing those kabbonis, and even though he didn't actually bring the kabbonis, still the halacha is it's considered a new set of tumah, and we have to bring a new set of kabbonis for that tumah. The discussion that we have is if he became tamei on the night after the 7th day, before the 8th day, where technically his tumah is over, as we described, after the 7 days are over, but he could not have yet brought the carbon, because you can't bring a carbon at night, you could only bring the carbon by day. So ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan hold that you could make up bringing a carbon that you could not have brought when the main time of bringing the carbon was? Vamachiskia, Nitma B'yoyim, if the person, the nazir that we just described, became tamei on the eighth day, maybe he has to bring another set of kabbonis for the new tumah. Belayla, but if he became tamei at night going into the eighth day, ain't a maybe, because he never exited, he never became chuyv yet in the set of kabbonis, and therefore this is considered like one tumah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar af belayla nami maybe, because since he ended his tumah by going to the mikvah on the seventh day, the ninth day, even though the night going into the eighth day, he could not have brought his karbonis, but since he was already mechuyev, he was already obligated to bring the karbonis, if he becomes tamei at that point, he's going to have to bring a separate set of karbonis. So, the same thing should be here regarding the person who could not have brought the karbon. He couldn't have brought the karbon at the day of the night. Still, Rabbi Yochanan holds that he has to bring a makeup karbon. So why in our Mishnah is the halacha that if he couldn't have brought the karbon on the first day, there's no makeup? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shani Tumah. Tumah has different rules. Why does Tumah have different? Where do we see that Tumah has different rules? Because Tumah, Yesh Lei Tashlum and Pesach Sheni. Tumah has the rule that if you didn't bring karbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon, you bring it on Pesach Sheni. So by Tumah, there are different rules regarding making up versus in any other area. Maskara Papa, Hanich Lamandamar, there's a question, a fundamental question, how to view Pesach Sheni. Halmandam Pesach Sheni Tishlum the Rishon Hu. The Pesach Sheni is a makeup for Pesach Rishon. So we see that Tumah has different rules regarding making it up. Ella Lamandam Sheni, that Pesach Sheni is regular with Nei Atzmai. It's a separate Yontif, and it's not considered a makeup for the first yontif. And as the Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us, where would this nafkamina be? What would happen if somebody was a katan on Pesach Rishon, but by the time Pesach Sheni came, he became a gadol? Or somebody became a ger in the period between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? If we say Pesach Sheni is tashlumim l'rishon, so this individual will not bring a Pesach Sheni. Because he wasn't chayiv in Pesach Sheni. But if we say it's tashlum, if it's an independent yontif, so there he would, even though he couldn't bring a karban Pesach Rishon, he still would bring a karban Pesach Rishon. So according to Mandom that says it's tashlumim l'rishon, so we see that the halachas of tashlumim by tumah are different than in other, any other area of halacha. According to the opinion that Pesach Sheni is an independent yontif and has nothing to do with Teshlumim, Mayak Lameimer, what are you saying that Tum is different? There has nothing to do with Teshlumim. Elam Rapapa says the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds that if somebody became Tamei on the night after the seventh day, he has to bring a new set of kabbonis is for a different reason altogether. And that's because Ksavar Rabbi Yochanan Laila Enam Chususman. Really, as soon as the seventh day is over, he was supposed to bring the carbon. There's a technical difficulty called night, but it doesn't mean that he didn't exit those 7 days. He's chayv to bring his carbon. And since he's chayv to bring the kabbonis, now if he becomes tamei again, he has to bring a new set of kabbonis. Whereas somebody who couldn't walk on the first day of Pesach, of Yontif, never was mechuyev in a carbon, because he was mechuyev in Alil Regel if he's in such a status. And therefore, there's no tashlumim when he gets well, because it's all tashlumim l'rishon. A person who becomes a Zov after the first Riyah of that liquid that exits its body, he becomes Tamei like a Bekeri. And enough, all he needs to do is go to the mikveh that day, and after Harav Shemesh, after nightfall, he becomes Tahar. If he saw 2 Riyas, he becomes a Tamei Zov, a very serious Tumas Mishka V'Moshev, and when he finishes having these emissions, he counts 7 days, clean days, and then he becomes Tahar. If he sees 3 Riyas, on top of what we just learned, he's also, after the seventh day, having gone to the mikveh, and counting 7 days, and going to the mikveh on the seventh day, the next day, he brings karbonis, He has to bring shtei tayrim v'shnei b'nei yoina, echad l'chatas v'echad l'ayla. In order that it should be considered that he saw three riyas, it has to be that there should never be an interruption of a whole day between the emissions. Says the Gemara, we just said that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is the night is not considered laila, is not considered that it's not counted. Ask them of Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in discussing the Zav, Ra Achas Belaila, the Zav saw one Riyah by night. Again, the Zav that we were just speaking about, that he was a Zav, then he had seven clean days, and seventh day he went to the mikveh, and then he saw one Riyah the night between the seventh day and the eighth day, V'shtayim B'yoyim, and two more Riyahs he had tomorrow on the eighth day. Maybe when he finishes that set of Tahara, counting the Zayin Nekiyim, the halacha is that he has to bring two sets of kabbalas, even though the first Riyah was still by night. But, says the Gemara, if he saw Shtayim Belayla V'ach B'yoyim, any Mevi, it's considered that he never became Tahor. And since he never became Tahor, we learned earlier, if he never became Tahor, one set of kabbalas is sufficient for all of the various tumas. But says the Gemara, if we just said that night is considered separate, it's just a technical issue that you can't bring a carbon, then the halacha ought to be, I feel shtayim belayla v'achas b'yoyim, the night is considered that it's a new time and you should have to bring a new set of kabbanas. Says the Gemara, ki kam Rabbi Yochanan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say that if you saw two riyas by night and one by day, one set of kabbanas would be sufficient? That's according to the opinion that says that laila is considered a time that you can't bring kabbanas, and therefore it's considered one long continuation. But I, who hold the laila lab mechusuzman, the laila is a new time. There's just an external issue that kabbanas cannot be brought at night. That I therefore will hold that you bring two separate sets of kabbanas. Ask the Gemara, if you hold the laila mechusas man, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then pshita, that you don't bring a separate set of kabbanas. Why was it needed to be taught? Answers the Gemara, shtayim b'yoyim v'achas b'layla. The chiddush is for the case, we had one riyah by night and two by day. Sakadat chmina, k'taftar the Rav Sheshis b'reder of Edi. Rav Yosef m'sechta cruises. Rabbi Yosef Masechta Krusa Daf Ches Amud Aleph says that if somebody had one Riyah by night and two by day, he brings a new carbon, because the first Riyah, as we discussed earlier, of a Zav, is not technically considered a Riyah Zav. It's really considered a Riyah's carry. And that's why we explained that if he only had one Riyah, he would be treated like a Belkeri that goes to the mikveh, has hair of Shemesh, and it's fine. And therefore, if the other Riyas, which make him to a Zav, so if the first Riyah was by night and the second was by, the two others were by day, so we would think that the halacha is that's mitztaref, and it's considered that he became Tamei separately because the two other Riyas were by day. Rav Shish, that was the halacha Rav Shesh Bar Avidi taught us. That was the halacha that Rav Yosef taught us in Masechta Krisis. In the Gemara over there, Rav Sheshis, Rav Sheshi Bar Ravidi asks, why is that a good raya? Every riya that when a Zav sees the first riya, even though as we just said, the riya is only a riya, as if that was the only riya he had, he's only considered by a keri, but he saw it in a time when he could become a Zav. He saw it by day. Whereas this individual saw it by night. And by night, he couldn't have yet brought his kabbanas. And therefore, we would say that Riyah should not be mitztarif to the other two Riyas to make him into a Zav. Kamash Milan, Rabbi Yossi, that even though he saw it in a time when he couldn't have brought the carbon, is it mitztarif with the other two Riyas that he saw by day to make him be considered a Zav? Of a Rag of Lechag, but we learned in our mission of Yontif passes and he did not bring the Karm Chagiga and a Chai Baruch Yossi. He's not responsible to pay for, there's no tashlumim. V'al zeh nemar, regarding this, says the Gemara, was said that this is uvus la yochel liskoin v'chisaron la yochel lihimonis. Amalei bar hey hey lehillel. So bar hey hey said to Hillel, and the Mefarshim explained that bar hey hey was a ger, and just like Avram and Sarah, who were the first gerim, a name was added. A hey was added to the names. Avram became Avraham. Sarai became Sarah. So gerim were called ben. Hey, hey, hey. And Tysus goes on to explain that's what Tysus Yonta goes on to explain. People who were gerim were not anxious to publicize that they were gerim. So instead of calling them explicitly gerim, they were called ben hey, hey to say they were gerim, but were not making it public. So says the Gemara, Amalei bar hey, hey, lehillel. Highly monos. Why does the pasuk say chisorin layochel limonos? Limonos. The word is limoli, he can't make up what he missed. The carbon that he could have brought, he can't make up. Ella, because of this, he has a different definition of this pasuk. It's referring to an individual, everybody is joining together in a mitzvah, and he didn't join with them. And even though he could perhaps do the mitzvah, but it can't be. You cannot compare a mitzvah that's done by a group versus a mitzvah that's done by an individual. And this person who did not participate with everybody else doing a mitzvah, that person, that can never be made up. Somebody didn't say Krishma in the morning or the evening. Or he missed Shachros or Marvis. That once you lose that, you'd never make it up. That's as we just described. Everybody else is participating in a mitzvah. And he didn't participate. Again, there's machlokes achronim. If in these situations, will tshuva help? Some achronim are of the opinion that tshuva will help, but they can't bring back the mitzvah that you lost. Others say that any time you did something that cannot be made up, tshuva cannot help for such a situation. So here we say that if somebody missed a tefillah, it's considered something that can never be made up. Even though the halacha is that if somebody be'oynis or b'shoigig missed a tefillah, the next tefillah you can make up by davening the tefillah that you missed. So what's the Gemara saying here that it can never be made up? So there are two explanations I saw. One explanation is that it's talking about that you missed a tefillah b'mezid. Somebody who missed a tefillah b'mezid, such a tefillah cannot be made up. And that's why it's considered irreversible. Another pshat is that even if it's a tefillah that could be made up, as we just discussed, if you mix chakras, you can make it up by the next tefillah, it's still not going to have the same chshivas. It's not going to still be the same as if you davened tefillah b'zmano. That you've lost. And that's why it's called an irreversible loss. The Mashal points out, why does the Gemara speak only about Shachris and Arvis? Why doesn't the Gemara speak about Mincha? So says the Mashal, the Gemara is teaching us that if you miss Marif, you're going to make it up by the next Shachris, which is in the same day. If you miss Shachris, you're going to make it up by Mincha, which is also still within the same day. If you miss Mincha, then you're going to make it up by the next day, by Marif. So we would understand that if you're not making it up that day, it's considered irreversible. But if you're making it up that day by Shachris and Ma'ariv, maybe it's not that terrible. Teaches us the Gemara that it's still not the same as having davened in the right time. From here, Tosfos says that we have the Gemara Masechta Brachos discusses is Tefillas Arvis Rishus, or Tfilas Arvis Chayva. The fact that our Gemara says that you have to make up the Ma'ariv, and if you miss the Ma'ariv, it's considered something that's irreversible, isn't that a proof that Tfilas Arvis is a Chayva? So he says, it's not a proof. Because even if we hold Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, that doesn't mean, explains Rabbeinu Yoina, that a person has has a right not to daven ma'ariv. Of course, we always have to daven ma'ariv. It's not the same as shachris and mincha. And that's why, if you miss ma'ariv, it's something that's irreversible. But as we just said, that it's something be'oinus b'shoigig can be made up. Amalei bar hei hei lehil. So says the Gemara, by hei hei said to Hillel. Maidiksev, the pasuk says in Malachi, v'shaftim reisim min tzadik l'rosha ben over l'kim l'shel lo yavoda. We'll see the difference between people who are tzadikim rishonim, between people who serve Hashem versus people who do not. So ask the Gemara, hainu tzadik, hainu over l'kim, hainu rosha, hainu shel lo yavoda. Why is there a redundancy in the pasuk? Amalei, avodai, Lavadai tzaddikai gemurininu. They're both referring to people who are tzaddikim. However, we cannot compare a person who learns 100 times versus a person who learns something 101 times. Amalei says, because he missed learning one more time from 100 to 101, Karalei loyavada, are you calling that a person, individual that hasn't served Hashem? Amalei in. Tseilamud mishuk shalamorim. Go learn from the people who are in the business of transporting. Asar parasim bezuzi. They charged azuz for transporting something 10 parasim. And chadasa parasi, they charged double, even though it's only one more parasa. 101 times is a whole different type of learning. The Baal Shem says, "Eina doima shayna pirkel meya echad meya pamim lemeya veechad." He says the echad refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What's pshat? So he says that eina doima. If somebody is learning Torah, but he's learning Torah, but he doesn't have the echad, he doesn't have Hakadosh Baruch Hu with him, his learning is a totally different learning than somebody who learned it with the Echad, having a Kadosh Baruch Hu next to you, remembering that when you're learning Torah, you're learning Hashem's Torah, you're learning what Hashem wants you to do. Then the Nesiv Shalom explains the Gemara that he says, until you learn a Gemara 100 times, then you're getting a geshmak. Every time you learn the Gemara, you see something new in the Gemara. When you learned it 100 times, 101st time, then the person is knowing it only because Hashem wants him to do it that way. And somebody who learns something, not just because he enjoys the learning, but somebody enjoys it, he's doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do it, that's a whole different type of learning. Another pshat that I saw from Avram Kamenovich Zitzal, a person learning from 100 to 101 times has to push himself a little. It's just one more time. But he explained, every drop of effort a person puts into learning, every drop of learning that a person puts into learning has a tremendous significance in the eyes of Hashem. And that one extra time that isn't so significant is very chashuv in the eyes of Hashem. Another pshat that I saw from the Emre Emes. The Gemara means to say that when the person learns it 101st time, what it means to say is that even though he learned this 100 times, he still thinks it's the first time, it's echad, it's like the first time that I learned it. That is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates. The person who shows that every time that he learns, that is so chashuv to him, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. Another pshat that I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the 101st time he looks at himself as if he just started to learn for the first time. And this Gemara that we're learning now has very significant ramifications regarding Halach L'maisa. The Gemara says that during the winter, we say Mashvaruch Mayr Hagashem. And if somebody said Mashvaruch Mayr Hagashem in the summer, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch says that the first 30 days of after Pesach, if a person isn't quite certain if he said Mashal Ruach Amarta Goshem, we have to be concerned that he continued saying as he's used to saying, and after the first 30 days of Pesach, we have to assume that he said Mashal Ruach Amarta Goshem, and since saying Mashal Ruach Amarta Goshem in the summer is a bad sign, he would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. However, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Maram Rattenberg that says that if somebody will say the words of Shemoneh Esrei 90 times without saying Mashal Ruach Amarta Goshem, equal to the 30 days where we say Shemoneh Esrei 3 times a day, then we could assume that he didn't say Mashal Ruach Amarta Goshem. The Magen Avraham actually asks that there are more than 90 Shemoneh Esreis in the 30 days because there's Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore he says you should say it more than 90 times. The Chasam Sofer actually says that if we count how many Shemoneh Esreis there are from after the first day of Pesach, when we stop saying Mashva Ruach Amarta Geshem until the 14th of Iyar, 30 days later, there are 101 Shemoneh Esreis. And he says the significance of the number 101 is what we just learned in our Gemara. Ein adayma, it's not comparable, somebody who learns something 100 times to somebody who learns it 101 times. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, that 100, that's why Chasam Sofer says, if you want to do what the Shulchan Aruch, the Maram Rattenberg suggests, it shouldn't be enough to do it 90 times, you should do it 101 times. But even though he says that that's what you should do, preferably, say it 101 times, the halacha is that if you did it only 90 times, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about 90 times, and that's why halachically, you would, if you have a suffix, then you wouldn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Kli Yoker points out that the difference in the gematria between the word Zohar, Zayin Chof Reish, and the word Shochach, Shin Chof Ches, is 101. If you want to make sure that you Zohar, that you remember the Gemara, remember what you learned, learn it 101 times, and your Shochach will become Zohar. Amalei Aliyah Bahehe. Says the Gemara Aliyah, Novi said to Bahehe, V'yesh Oimrim, V'amalei Lebelozer. And some say he said it, Eliyahu said to Rabbi Elazar, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hine Tzrachticha, I have refined you, V'loi B'kesef, B'chaticha B'kur Oini, I have chosen you out of poverty. M'lam Mishchaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Midas Toivus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked for all the perfect ways to treat how Klai Yisrael personality, Lita Yisrael, the best gifts to give Klai Yisrael, for L'motza Elanias, and he only found poor poverty. This is what people say. Yos in the Yosul Yidui. Poverty is becoming Klai Yisrael. Ki bars a sumka, like a red necklace, the sus yechavra on a white horse. So I once heard from the Klaus Magareba. The Klaus Magareba found this Gemara very difficult to understand. He says, how can we suggest that that poverty is appropriate for Klai Yisrael? So he says, Chas v'sholem, poverty is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for Klal Yisrael. Rather, he explained that when does a horse wear a red necklace? A horse wears a red necklace when you take it out to a parade. What the Gemara is saying is, Yos and the Yosel Yisrael, when is poverty appropriate for Klal Yisrael? When they're out in a parade, when they are out in public. When Klal Yisrael is out in public, that's when it's appropriate that they should not show off and not live a life of extravagance. But when they're home, in the privacy of their homes, of course, all of Klai Yisrael, the Rebbe said, should be gebenched with bracha v'atzlocha and parnosa meruba. Rishim ha-Nasi Oymer, Ezo muvah slocha l'skoin, Zabal, ever v'hoilet men ha-mamzer. Hoilet in, says the Gemara, it seems only if the mamzer was born, that's when it's a muvah slay yichal eskoin. Loi hoilid loi. But if there was no mamzer born, it would not be a muvah slay yichal. Ask the Gemara Tanya, Rav Shimon Menashe Omer, Goin of Adam. If somebody steals, ef shish yachse genevi v'sakin. You could always return what you stole. Goizel Adam. If you could always return. If you have relations with an Eishes Ish and she becomes prohibited to her husband, that's irreversible. Then we don't have to check a camel, biku chazir, el biku tula, to see if the animal has any mum. So too, that something that's possible, that was from the beginning, is possible. But somebody who is good, a kosher animal, that needs examination. And what does that refer to? As we learned in the Mishnah, Zetam Chacham Shapir Shemin HaTorah. Yud Ben Lakish Oimer, Kol Tam Chacham Shapir Shemin HaTorah, Min HaTorah Tam Chacham stops learning, all of Akasv Oimer, Kitzipa Nadedes Mekina, like a bird who flies away from its nest, Kain Ish Noidem Mekaymai, a person who leaves the Torah. V'Oimer, Ma Matzah Avasechem Ki Aval Ki Rochabi. So we see that even just having relations with an Eishes Ish, even if there was no mamzer, is a muvus lo yichol eskoil. Answer like kash kam b'choisa pnuya. If he had relations with a sister who's not married, she doesn't become prohibited to her husband. She doesn't have a husband. Kam b'Eishes Ish. V'bais emah ha'va b'Eishes Ish. Both are talking about an Eishes Ish. V'lo kasha kam b'oynis. If a person who's a b'oynis, so if a woman was violated, she could go back to her husband. Kam b'rotzen, she can't go back to her husband. An Eishes Kayin who was violated cannot go back to her husband. Kam b'Eishes Yisrael, if she was violated, she can go back to her husband. The pasuk says in Zechariah, "Ulayitzu l'ba ein shalom." Amarav, kivin shi'ata adam edvar alach edvar mikva. A person was learning Mishnayis, and then he started learning Chumash. Shuv ein lo shalom, because the Mishnayis are more explicit in what the halacha is than the Chumash. Shmuel Amar Zaparish Metam LaMishnah. The Gemara is much more elaborate. And then going from the Gemara to the Mishnah is a downgrade. You are learning and understanding. Don't reverse yourself. Yechram Afilu Mishas LaShas. You are learning Shas Yerushalmi, and you go to learn Shas Bavli. Shas Yerushalmi is easier because it's not that much shakl v'tari. It's not so much back and forth. This is the way Rashi learns, and therefore changing that learning to a more difficult type of learning in Shalom. Taisa says the opposite. The Talmud Bavli is what we learn, because Talmud Bavli is Bolo Mikol. And therefore, Taisa says, a person who's learning Talmud Bavli should not reverse himself, says the Pasuk, and start learning Talmud Yerushalmi.